Welcome to Uplift, Inspiring Stories to Uplift the World. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokov, your host, and today we have Laurie Morse, a sacred health mentor who was already on our other show, Real Talk, Real Women, Breaking the Silence Around Abuse, about a month ago. So I'm very, very pleased to bring her on the Uplift part of our journey together. And today's keyword is creativity. Let's see where that brings us. Thank you. Laurie, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. Likewise.
My question for you. So first of all, not everybody has listened to the other episode. Can you just please first introduce yourself, what you do?
Sure. The gist, yes. So I'm a practitioner of Chinese medicine, have been for 33 years, and I'm also a sacred health mentor, as it says, and that's an online experience. And honestly, I work with people to bring them from dense, hard places into their light. It's kind of like the lotus flower, actually, because I don't know if we talked about this last time, but that's such a good representation for human beings, because the lotus flower grows out of this dark, dank, muddy, you know, space, and the light kind of lifts it up into the blossom that it becomes, that we all know and love. And so that's kind of the journey for the people that I work with, is to sort of lift them. So your podcast Uplift is perfect. And so that's what I currently do. I've written a couple books. I'm an artist, which wasn't always the case. We'll talk about that. So that's the nutshell version.
Awesome. Thank you. At what moment did you connect with your own creativity and became an artist?
Yeah. So I can't say it was a moment. I have to give you the runway up to it, if I can. In my 20s, I tried to draw a teapot because I thought, oh, I want to dabble, you know, and it came out horrible. So I threw it up on my closet shelf and I proceeded to date three artists, and I got into Chinese medicine. And this was all subconscious at the time. Part of what I loved about Chinese medicine is it was considered to be a healing art. And I already knew I was the healing part, but I secretly loved that art part. I secretly loved the art part of dating artists. And one day I realized, oh, I want to be one who creates, you know? So I did The Artist's Way, which is a 12-week, well, the book is the book, but then in where I live, there was a 12-week course, and I did that. And I realized, everybody has creative capacity. I have to stop telling myself I wasn't creative, because that's what I said to myself when I drew that teapot. That wasn't, you know, that was terrible. And it just needs to be cultivated. Sure, there are some people who, you know, are born, they have this, you know, this innate, you know, talent or whatever you want to call it. But that, I knew that wasn't me, and it isn't most people. What most people get to do is cultivate, you know, this creative experience. So when I was going through menopause, I would get these catalogs from our local university, the UCSD, University of California, San Diego. And in the catalog, there was this program, a three-year program for art and the creative process. And I kept saying to myself, well, I'm just going to wait until I retire and I'll do that. You know, it felt like a faraway thing for me. And on the fourth time I got the catalog, something just kind of, I don't know, awoken in me. And I realized, wait, why would I wait until I retire? Why don't I do it now? So I went through the program and I realized, this is all this takes is practice and, you know, regular cultivation of this creative experience. And there was a moment. So here's the moment. I was really in dire straits in this menopausal experience. I thought, I didn't realize it was going to be this way. I thought I kind of had a handle on it because I would treat menopausal women. So I thought, oh, I got this, you know, whenever it would come. Well, when it came, it wasn't that easy. There were 4 months that I didn't sleep one night. I mean, I literally wanted to kill myself. It was terrible. I remember driving to work crying and just thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through this day. And anyway, so I would sit with my journal and you know, smaller pieces of art, you know, substrates is what they're called, the thing you do, what you do on, whether it's watercolor or canvas or wood or whatever. And I just plopped paint on the page and I just kept doing that. And I noticed that as I did that, I just kept showing up with that. Like I had a date with myself to do this creative, even if it was just an hour or 15 minutes or an afternoon or whatever, I knew that there was something there for me. So I kept showing up. You know, writers will say, just get your butt in the seat and type some words on a page, you know? So I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. And it started to unravel the tension and the pain and the intensity that I was living with, you know, or through this menopausal experience. And honestly, I can say right now that that creativity was my lifeboat. It was the lifeboat that took me from the wild seas of menopause and brought me to some shore that was calm. And that's, I guess, the best way to describe that moment.
That's a fabulous experience. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, creativity, we all have it indeed, but what do you do with it? That is up to every one of us individually to choose.
Yeah, I have discovered that to be true also, Gemma. A lot of times when I've watched this with people, because then I took myself through an intentional creativity program and soul art. And what I discovered is that healing and creativity is a perfect marriage. And one does not need to have talent or experience, right? There are ways to actually participate in a creative process that doesn't require talent or even to go to school or any of the things that I did. I just did it because my soul was drawing me that way. No pun intended. But when I talk to creativity about people, I would say 90% of the time, people will say, oh, I'm not creative. I don't have a creative bone in my body. But then when they take a class that, you know, either I give or someone else gives or whatever, they realize that it doesn't take as much as they thought it, you know, if they just get shown what to do, then it's like they get carried on that wave too. And the reason why that is, I believe, is because the creative life force is the same energy as the source of life. It's the energy that's beating our heart and pumping our blood and, you know, giving us energy and life force to move our hands and talk and all that. So all we're being called to do is cultivate a relationship with that part of ourselves, like we would cultivate any relationship that mattered to us. And it doesn't have to be traditional art. It doesn't have to be painting or sculpting or, you know, the other options. It could be how one dresses. It could be how one, you know, sets a table, how they plant flowers in their yard. You know, there are everything. We're already being creative all day, every day. We can't not be, because that's our impulse. What I think you and I are talking about is, how can we be more conscious? How can we make choices that feel nourishing and draw an energy through us that actually is healing for our mind, our body, and our life?
That's true. And creativity is such a powerful tool,
yeah,
to move us through emotions, to express our emotion. And it can be done in so many different ways. I'm also a musician. Beside painting and drawing and writing, I'm also a musician. And yes, peek into the world of music, and I allow sound to run through my body. It is freeing.
Yeah, that's the word. It's liberating and freeing. That's perfect. That's exactly what most people who let themselves do it experience. And who doesn't want more freedom, right?
Exactly.
One of my art teachers said that creativity is the last frontier of freedom. And I thought, oh my God, that's so powerful.
Frontier of freedom. That's a good one, indeed.
I know.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much, Laurie. So you do offer creativity classes for clients?
I do. So I offer it. So there's two ways that people could play. On the createtoheal.com website, on the tabs, there's you could see creative healing processes, and then there's a bunch to choose from. They're short, they're quick. You need no experience. You pick. There's a lot of things to choose from on there, like, you know, whether you're heartbroken or whether you have a pain or whether you want to connect with your higher self. There's all these options, and then it's all, you know, videos and everything. Gets you walk through it, you get shown how to go through it. And then in the Sacred Health Academy, all of those creative processes are inside the Sacred Health Academy.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. The thing to know is that the reason why we don't need any experience is because our heart already wants to play. Like, remember when we would color as kids, or nobody cared if you colored outside of the lines. And as adults, we get all rigid about it. we're no longer flexible about how we color, you know, and we're afraid to color outside the lines. And the reason it's liberating and freeing, like you said, with that music running through your body, is because it awakens that life force in us. And this is the thing that everybody wants anyway, and is seeking for, and doesn't realize it resides in us. And we're just looking for a way, the ways to tap in and awaken it and then cultivate it and curate it so that it infuses into our body as a healing medicine. You know, I believe creativity is a medicine, and into our life. And it makes our life much more, I don't know what the word is. It brings it to life. It colors it in with beauty.
Yes, and one of the other ways I love to express my creativity is to fill out canvas just with colors, because yes, it's all pre-drawn and I know exactly where I have to put what color. But the fact of taking the time to consciously, delicately color each little part, and after months, because it takes like many, many hours, after a while, you get a gorgeous picture representation. It's like, I did not even have to think about the proportion, making sure it's right. Just be in the flow of that color that you put everywhere. I have many of those canvas that I have already painted throughout the years, and it's gorgeous. And when I look at that afterward, after having gone through that process, it's like, did I do that?
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes. Well, you know, two things that you're talking about, it's so good that you say this. One is that there's actually research, and it's pretty significant, and I have it on my website too, that engaging in creativity is as powerful as meditation. So for people who don't like, you know, who say they can't meditate or they can't quiet their mind or whatever, creativity might be a very good choice, because what you describe, like the color and the focus, you know, that is a flow state. That is a Zen state. And what gets released out of our brain and into our body is chemistry that is healing when we're doing what you're doing. And then when you get to look at it on the wall, it's like food for your soul. Now, I know this sounds dramatic and some people might be, oh God, you know, that's a bit much, but it isn't. If you have that experience yourself, you'll realize that it isn't dramatic. It's just the way it gets to be, you know?
Totally, totally. So we have a subsequent question.
Okay.
You have created all those wonderful arts of so many different ways. Mm-hmm. How do you go about making a business out of it so that you are invited and requested to keep on doing that and start to earn a living about that? How do you shift and balance that natural healing art with earning an income from it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I have two tracks for that. And it's been a learning process, and it still is. I imagine it probably will be for, you know, a while. So I do sell my art. So that's one thing. I have a permanent art exhibit at the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, because in the beginning, you know, years back, my art was more Asian fusion style. And because that matches with the Chinese medicine path, that was a nice match. My art has turned into a little bit more abstract now. And one of my other art teachers said, abstract art is a disruption of current reality. And I love that because what we're trying to do is disrupt our patterns, our trauma, our beliefs, you know, the programming that we drop into in our cultures and in on the planet. Disrupting that is a good thing. That's part of healing, right? So I'm actually having an open studio art show in April. I haven't done anything since before COVID. So that's, bingo. So that's that. And then on the other side or the other path is teaching and working with, it's mainly women, to use creative processes. And I mentioned that it's on the createtohealstudio.com website. To be very intentional about, you know, moving energy in our body. So if someone has a pain or they, you know, I mentioned before heartbreak or anything, it could be something, you know, a mental spin that we're stuck in, an emotional pain that we're trying to move ourselves through, a physical pain or something in our life that isn't working. We can take an intention to a creative process. So let's just say a piece of paper. It doesn't even have to be that fancy. It could be a piece of printer paper. We can write our intention down. One of the ways I love doing this is watercolor pencils on watercolor paper. And you use the pencils, you just, you know, if you have them like in a cup and you have all the colors sticking out, like the pencils, you just pick the colors that appeal to you. You don't make it any, you know, it's not an analytical thing. And you use colors to write out what your situation is, you know, like, you know, maybe you're even crying onto the, you know, the page. It's, you're moving the energy out of you like you would on a journal page. And then you take a paintbrush and you dip it in water and you kind of smear all of that energy. And you do it with like an intentional prayer that you're offering it to your higher self to be transformed, that energy, the pain, the energy, you know, that you're writing about, to be transformed by your higher self. And then flowed back to you in a more higher serving energy. The cool thing, I mean, I have a pen in my hand right now, but if it's a paintbrush or a pen, you know, or a your hand, if you're preparing a meal, you can go to anything with this kind of intention. You can, you know, plant flowers with this kind of intention. Energy is moving from our higher self through the top of our head into our heart, down our arm and through our hand and through the implement and onto the page or into the dirt or onto the plate, you know, or onto the table. It's, you know, you pick which way you want to be creative. But I'm now talking about, you know, watercolor pencils on a piece of watercolor paper. And you're moving that energy. And this becomes like the implement that you're using becomes like a prayer stick. It's kind of interesting how this plays out. And then you blur that energy with the intention that it's breaking up inside of you, or it's softening, or the water is making it flow instead of be stuck. And then you let it dry, and then you get to write what your intention is on top of it, or maybe you collage on top of it images, you know, that you pick out from magazines or whatever that are more what you're moving yourself into. So now you get to now you know the compost that's underneath, right? The energy that's underneath. And then you're choosing by conscious choice, by conscious intention, by your own free will with awareness, you're putting on top of all of that what you're moving yourself into. And now you get to look at that every day and remember, oh, right, I'm living myself into this conscious intention. And I haven't known of anyone, myself included, who that hasn't worked for. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And having a piece of, you know, a substrate, I've used that word before, let's just say it's the watercolor paper. I have learned that that paper is an altar, like a sacred altar, A-L-T-A-R, upon which energy can be altered, A-L-T-E-R. And it's magic, and it happens every time, as long as we don't, you know, stay in this resistant place.
Oh my God. I'm going to implement that today.
Yes.
And I'm going to put the picture of what I will have done on your episode as an example of
Oh yeah, great
stirring
idea.
Up that energy, because I'm fully there with you. I have the material. I love to do it, and it's like yes. Wow. Okay, I'm doing it.
Okay, just okay watch. Good. Okay, I'll tell you. Can I tell you one more thing about
absolutely
when I did one of these creative processes, I was really frustrated about actually my business, my online business, right? And I kept thinking, I mean, this is just every time I am stuck on something and I work through it, it always comes back to what's happening in me, not outside of me, but in me. So I do this creative process and I'm, you know, writing down all the things that I'm frustrated about. And this was a few years back, right? And I was trying to figure out, like, how can all of my hard work not be, you know, returning? That was my big frustration, right? It was like this push-pull energy. And one of the things that, so we mentioned the intention, you set the intention and then, you know, you do the, you just move the paint or you write or you do whatever the thing is. And then you give it a minute and I step back and I look at the piece and I ask the piece, because now my energy is in it and so is my higher self's energy. My heart and soul is in it. So there's wisdom and there's intelligence there. And I ask it, what insights do you have for me? What do you know that I don't know that is ready to come into my awareness? And I usually do it with a cup of tea. I stand in front of it and just, I don't push it. I don't let my mind, you know, get all wigged out about it. I just ask it. And it usually comes then, but sometimes I need to step away because I'm really kind of twisted in my mind about it. And I just let it stay out so that I can walk past it and let it sort of like, I don't know, engage with me. And then eventually an insight will drop in. And the piece I was telling you about that I was frustrated about, all my hard work, and what dropped in was, and this is a subtle sort of higher wisdom, you know, it comes in by grace, if I could say it that way. And what dropped in is, you are the bounty. And I was like, oh shit, pardon my French. I was like, that is so true. And I didn't know what to do with it initially, but I lived into it. And now I don't know how much more I have to live into, but I own now, like in my cells, that I am the bounty. When I'm in connection with my higher presence, that is a truth that I trust now. And I didn't have that before. So that was another fun experience.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. So grateful. Because as I am a creative, I am an artist too. And yes. I choose to focus on the shows and on the business, but I am a creative.
Yes, I love that.
So receiving those creativity insight from you, from your higher self, giving it towards all those who are listening to that right here, right now, it's like, yes, we are tapping into life force energy that is also called creativity. And when you think about the origin, what is one of the name of God? The creator. And how did he create us? As creators as well. Yes. Therefore, creativity is in our nature.
It is in every cell of our being, and we're supposed to be in a co-creative dance with the source of life, right? With our, and you know, then that moves through our higher presence in us, and we are waking up to that. And one of the things that I love about engaging in creativity is it teaches us that. It teaches us, I am co-creating with life. And we do it on an art page or a canvas, but then we get to take it, like they say in yoga, take it off the mat. Then we get to take it into our life. And I have learned stuff from creativity that I don't think I could have learned anywhere else. Like I tried all the other things. And then it was creativity that finally sort of like opened a crack for me to get the thing that I needed to get. Including self-worth. I mean, creativity taught me about self-worth and self, and that, and there, and this whole thing that a lot of human beings have about being not enough on whatever subject, that we're not enough, there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough love, there, you know, all the things that we think that they're not. Creativity has taught me that that's a lie. And now I get to live that in my life. I get to live the truth because of creativity, right? I could go on. I know, obviously.
That's amazing. But see, we just tapped into creativity, and what happens? You just bubble with creativity and other ways of conveying that amazing right. message of freedom and connection to your higher self and to God and to your...
And nourishment.
Oh,
yes.
That's beautiful. Lori, you are such a blessing. Thank you so much for imparting your wisdom on us today.
Yes, it's my pleasure, as you can see. Thank you for being a creative, because and for cultivating it and curating it, because that's what it really is about. And it's really one of the best relationships that we could invest in, I have come to understand. Yeah.
I will keep that in my heart. Thank you.
Yeah.